I have a beady eye looking over my shoulder this morning, taking notes, making sure I don't do anything wrong. I have a visitor. Nathan Kelly has come in to have a look around Near FM and see what happens. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Joe.
You're very welcome to the programme now. What brings you up here?
Radio.
Radio.
Music.
Wanted to see what it was all about.
Pretty much, yeah.
Very good. So you're in college or secondary school?
Secondary school. I'm in public school Nassau in Bayside.
Okay, right. What are you doing down there? Have you any exams coming up or anything like that?
Transition year, luckily, so no exams or nothing like that.
Oh, right. So you're in, is that called the dossier or something like that?
Yeah, it could be called that.
Yeah, okay. But I suppose you still have to do a little bit of work in between, don't you?
Yeah, big time. It's given me a lot of opportunity to kind of explore what I want to do in life.
Yeah.
I have to give it credit to.
You're in the transition year, you've done it.
I'm just finished.
You've just finished it. And did you go out and do work experience in places?
Every Friday I was allowed to go off and do work experience.
Okay. Do you want to tell us what you may have done?
I spent the majority of it working at Brown Thomas.
Okay.
So I wanted to get that on my CV so I can go anyway, you know?
Right. And do you mind us asking what you were doing in Brown Thomas?
No, I was mainly working with the photographer. So
all right.
The shoots that they do.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a funny story. Mm-hmm. This is true as God, right? I know a lady, and many years ago, she was doing a fashion show down in St. Anthony's Hall in Clontarf. And at the time, I was working in the construction, and I had a van. And she asked me would I go in and pick up some mannequins for her. And I said, yeah, no problem. So I went in, and I arrived on the scene, and there was more than one.
Right.
There was about six. But anyway, we arrived down to St. Anthony's Hall, and this is the actual hall that faces onto the coast road. But the church, she had to go off and get the keys, and she had to go up the back where the church is, the church hall there, to get the keys. So while she was away, I thought, well, there's no point in me sitting here doing nothing. I'll take the stuff out. This was in the winter months. It was about 6 o'clock in the evening, and it was dark. And I took these mannequins out of the van. There was three of them. They had the wigs on them. That's all they had on them. Nothing else, right? And they were ladies, not men. So me and the three mannequins are standing at the back door of St. Anthony's Hall. And who came up the side passage? Only the priest. And he looked over and I said, "Hiya, Father. We're just hanging out here." And he just kept walking. He didn't. Oh, my God. So when herself came back, I said, "I've just met the priest." She said, "I saw him." But how and ever, that always reminds me of Brown Thomas. If you're listening, Mary, I always remember that. But anyway, any idea what you'd like to do when you eventually?
Architecture, something along those lines.
Yeah.
I just enjoy
creative art.
Yeah, I like drawing, you know. So enjoy.
And when you say creative architecture, now is that?
Oh, no, I just mean that I enjoy being creative.
Oh, you enjoy being creative. See, yeah, I'm you know, wouldn't know these things, these words. But how long more then? 2 years left in college. Tell me again where that college is.
School. It's in Nessens. Excuse me. It's in Baldoyle.
Oh yeah. Yeah, St. Nessens, is it?
Yeah, St. Nessens.
Right, okay. I hear a rumour you do a bit of dancing.
Yeah, just a bit.
What sort of dancing?
It's break dancing.
Okay. Are you good?
Yeah.
if it was TV, we'd ask you to get up and give us a demonstration, but unfortunately, although there is a webcam there. Have a look and see what's happening. And have you danced around Ireland or where?
I've danced in Belfast, Dublin, and a little bit in Donegal.
Right.
But not extensively.
Okay. And is it true that your brother, you know, see, I did my research on you because I was told you were coming up. So I decided, well, we better find out about this fella. Your brother, is he into the Gavin, is it?
Gavin Kelly, my brother, he is, I would personally consider him one of the best dancers in Ireland. And not because he's my brother.
Right. So Gavin's obviously, has he been on tours or what is it?
Gav, he was on, I can't remember the name of the show for the life of me, but it was basically where they interviewed young teenagers and they danced, and he got, I think he got through to the finals to that.
Very good.
He's done a couple of auditions, but he's mainly done kind of more cult like street. You know, people, everyone would know his name on the street.
Okay.
It might not be as much commercialised.
I understand. I'm just thinking, you know, everybody would know his name on the street. If I was your age now, going back way back, that could be said everybody knows his name on the street. That could be for different reasons, but hell and ever.
No,
you're fine. I get the drift. Yeah, he's well known in the dancing world, yeah?
The dancing scene, he's
very
well
good.
Known, yeah.
Right. So if there was a playoff between you and him?
Oh, he'd win.
Oh,
you. Well.
Right. So anyway, the creative architecture. See the way I'm learning. Other than that, any other ambitions?
Travel.
Travel.
I'd love to travel the world.
Right.
See different sites, and because of the architecture, I have a love for ruins, and not even ruins, you know, I just love, I love the idea of like Venice and Rome. And
right.
Just seeing the beautiful buildings, that would be
okay.
Passion.
That, very good. And what's I going to say to you now? I'm thinking here. I had it all wrote down, but I, do you know what? I walked away without the notes. But music.
Music, you name it, I'll listen to it.
You were saying there you actually liked the Beatles there when we were
the
playing
Beatles.
There.
Oh, I love the Beatles. You have to love the Beatles.
You do. Of course you do. But any hard rock bands or anything like that?
Well, I mean, you have Guns N' Roses. They're playing tomorrow.
They're playing today, yeah. Is it today?
Oh, yeah, it is today. Sorry. Yeah.
See, I thought you were with it.
No.
And did you know that there's a band playing up there, they're doing support, and one of the guys is from Slane.
I didn't know.
That's in the band. And it's probably the first time a person from Slane has played in Slane. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I thought you were with it.
I am with it, just not.
What age are you?
I'm 16.
Yeah, I'm 60, whatever, the rest. And I know all these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how and ever, fair play to you. Now, I did say to you that we get you to do a bit of work here, because you can't just come up here and sit down and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have something there. Let me just get myself sorted out for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have something there that you're going to read out. And so, do your bit.
You're tuned in to Near FM online and on 90.3. This is Off the Shelf, but this is Michael Jackson with Smooth Criminal.
Wow.